Sunflash had puzzled with enough. He stunned the newt with a tiny flick of his free paw beneath his chin. Unknown to him, the myriad of reptile eyes still watched from the cover of the elder bushes. Sunflash laid the newt carefully out on the stump and waited for it to recover. When it stirred and opened one eye, he trapped it gently with the foot paw and lectured it.
Now don't say a single word or I'll squash you like a gnat. Right, listen to me. Didn't your parents ever teach you any manners? You come here, diving into my bag, demanding food, and then you start insulting me. Have you got no respect for others? Keep a civil tongue in your head, I warn you.
The little reptile swallowed, its throat rising in a gulp.
I was hungry. You got vickles? Just make some, please.
That's better,
said the badger, opening his sack.
My name is Sunflash the Mace. You want food? Good. Tell you what I'll do. Obviously, you know your way about this swamp, and if you agree to lead me through it, I'll feed you. Is it a bargain?
The newt wriggled out from beneath the badger's footpaw.
Bargain! Bargain! Kiss me, Vickles! I'll show you the way!
Sunflash broke an oatcake in half, twirled a leaf into a cone, and filled it with cordial, and gave them both to Smirk. The skinny little creature ate as if it had lived through a seven-season famine, sucking the drink noisily and chomping at the oat cake until crumbs flew. To the badger's amazement, it demolished the food and finished the drink. Holding out the conical leaf cup, Smirk shook it in Sunflash's face.
Yeah! I like it! Good God! Give me some more!
The badger eyed it coldly until he heard the word.
Please?
Refilling the leaf cone, Sunflash gave it to Smirk with the other half of the old cake. The newt's table manners were totally appalling. When it had finished eating, it grabbed at the amulet that Sunflash had hung around his neck, hissing.
Lovely beggar! Give me it! For show you to go swampy!
Sunflash understood Smirk completely. He had spent a lot of his young life in a vermin camp where creatures behaved like that as a matter of routine. The only thing such creatures respected was brute force, and now he decided to show the newt a bit. Picking Smirk up, Sunflash set him on a low laburnum branch.
So then, your name is Smirk. Watch, and I'll show you why I'm called Sunflash the Mace.
Sunflash seized the great hornbeam mace and swung it.
You lady!
One sweeping sideways blow at the rotten beech stump caused it to disintegrate, exploding into a shower of damp wood, powdery dust, slugs and woodlice. When the debris settled, there was no sign of the stump. Smirk stood open-mouthed, quivering all over with fear. Sunflash shouldered his mace, saying,
I've fed you. That's my half of the bargain. Now you will guide me through this swamp. Move, Smirk!